Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together than the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is the home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sapp, Slash, and Super Sam Ross always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, get in touch with them at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Or check them out on the web at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com. We're also sponsored by Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon Diaz.
Woo!
Dave Bavuso State Farm in Williamstown, New Jersey, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company, MCS Residential, and MCS Custom Cabinetry, as before mentioned, Premier Window Cleaning, WeHateDirtyWindows.com. That's WeHateDirtyWindows.com. Get in touch with them. The Ludlum Bar and Grill, formerly La Costa, and a date has been announced, everyone, provided that it works for the Dr. Reverend and Mr. Greg Murphy. July 23rd, everyone. July 23rd, we will be broadcasting live from the Ludlum Bar and Grill in Sea Isle City, New Jersey, from noon to 3. Noon to 3, 12 to 1, will be baseball brunch with Chris Sack and Greg Murphy and the rest of us hounding them over top of their shoulders and pissing them off with, you know, putting stuff in their nose and, you know, flying a little flowers in their ear, you know.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, we're going to try to distract you as much as possible. And then Green Legion Radio with Dr. Irving Fryer, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sack, Master Sack Attack, Reggie, ooh-ha-ha, Super Sam. Super Sam, is that weekend good with you? Can we all crash at your place?
It's wonderful. Let's do it.
Excellent. Super Sam, the hostess with the mostest. And, of course, Slash will be there as well. I'm sure Rexy will not be there because my man's leaving on a Saturday from this one to go back out to sea. So we're going to miss him.
No, this is a quick turnaround.
No, he's been back for 8 weeks.
Yeah, well, that's not that long.
We're going to miss you, Rexy.
We are. So. We are.
Be safe.
So, Ludlum Bar and Grill, Saturday, July 23rd. There's a few other things that are going to be going on. La Costa Lemonade. We're going to have a La Costa Lemonade tasting that Saturday. There's going to be a special Bud Light,
Bud Light tasting?
Yes.
Yeah, Bud Light tasting.
Like we need a reason for
how
that.
Does it taste?
Cold and excellent. Also, Philly's finest swimsuit calendar models will be there as well, giving away our calendars for free. Everybody, it's going to be a great, great weekend. We're going to promote the entire weekend. Friday at the Ludlum Bar and Grill. Friday night, the reunion tour. Love Seed Mama Jump,
woo!
Baby.
Woo!
She likes to dance. She likes to dance.
What's the lead singer's name? Rich?
I don't know. That was your.
He was a creepy looking dude, but he was awesome.
Love Seed Mama Jump, when I just turned 21, my first summer down the shore. I mean, they were in their prime.
So like, they've been playing since the 70s.
90s. 90s. Oh. 70s Quimbies.
Remember, we got to get through some stuff before we get into stories, but anything else?
Oh, I got plenty of stories. I'll just bring them up throughout the show.
Okay, so Diaz is already muted. we'll catch you back at 2:58 p.m.
We're stopping that right now.
And, of course, Advantage Health Plus, everybody. We also, I just named our current studio guests. We do have special guests, Rexy and John Dorenzi from Penn Distributors, responsible for all the Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, maybe Fat Tire as well that you drink in the Philadelphia and surrounding areas, but as well the panel includes Eagles legendary Hall of Fame number 80, Mr. Peanut Butter.
The peanut butter box is here.
It is. I wish.
Yeah, you know.
Wait, you got a J. You're Irving J. Fryer. Right?
J. D.
D. Damn it.
Yeah.
I was hoping. Because I was going to call you PB&J.
Oh. Well, it's all right.
I can pull that up for myself. I have no problem.
I'm not a junior either, so it doesn't work.
So anyway, the peanut butter box is here, everybody. Irving Fryer, the Eagles legendary
receiver.
That's
my introduction every show.
You know what? We got to.
The peanut butter box is here.
We got to get that. Write that time down so we can clip that. Also Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Super Sam Brady, Slashes on a remote with Sean today. Of course, you guys know we record our shows on Thursday evening for your drive to or from the shore. Saturday, not supposed to be such great weather right now. I don't know what you guys have, but listen, stay with us for the entire 2 hours here from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock PM. It is going to fit anything. If it's a shadow of the show last week. Probably one of the best we've had. We've had a lot of good ones here recently. The draft show, last week's, and want to thank her for joining us permanently, man. You're an asset to this.
I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. So I thank you.
You're an asset. Diaz is an ass.
I was going to compliment everybody else, but here we go.
No, don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. Don't say anything about Athletes Row, or I will beat you for 15 minutes.
I was just going to say that they're just jealous. They're not a part of Athletes Row.
Do not take him off mute until the next break. So, hey, we got a great room. We got Unhappy Gilmore every Wednesday, 6 o'clock on Green Legion Radio on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheGreenLegion. Check out Adam Gilmore every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Keenan Harmon, Mike Davis, good to see you. Lou Mancini, Missy Hadfield. Missy, I'm sorry I couldn't reach out to you today, but I was in Reading. I apologize for that. We also have Mark Matera in studio just for a hot second, owner of Recess, owner of the Winston, formerly McFadden's 3rd Street, and hopefully we'll begin some Bud Light. Mark, have you ever met Irving Fryer?
What's up, Mark?
There you go. You don't need to meet the other scrubs. He's the only famous one in here. I'm just kidding. That's Diaz. You're back off mute. You can take him back off. That's Diaz, Sack, Rexy, and Sam.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Mark's good people. And he's got the cutest dog in the world. And, we also have, a roof in common. It's funny. We'll talk about that another time though. Oh, love ladies without inhibition, right?
Sure.
We got one out here. We got one out here in the lib. Sam, he's digging in you already?
I'm just writing stuff down. That's all I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm not going to say any more because I don't want to ruin it. Every sunny day so far this week, she's been out. Anyway, and she's been out. But we're going to talk today. We're going to finish up our predictions. Obviously, I think we want to jump on this right now because the USA just got the 2026 World Cup. We just listened to it here.
Awesome.
And Philadelphia is going to host a couple games, which is going to be pretty cool. I will turn that over to you, Diaz, because you are the only soccer player on this panel.
That is true.
Absolute.
We're acknowledging Athletes Row here. That's great. No, hey, World Cup 2026. This is going to be a huge year. It's the 250th birthday of America. So, the MLB All-Star game will be here that same month in July of 2026. The NBA All-Star game is like, it's not confirmed,
They're trying for both of those. NBA and trying NHL. For both.
And then, World Cup. So we don't know if it's going to be USA. This is the first year that they're moving the amount of countries from 32 to 48. So, you know, and I think the way it goes is each city will get 3 games of the round robins and it's not the same group. So it could, if USA is in group B, I don't even know what group they're in. Oh, but then we won't know until 2026.
Yeah, exactly. We haven't played this year's.
I know. But like you might get one of those and you might get one from group E and then they'll announce who the advancing are. But, I would assume that the Philly will get a knockout round game just because, you know, 250th birthday. So it's great. We're going to have Green Legion World Cup tailgates.
You're gonna be there by yourself.
That's the call tomorrow, Q. That's your job.
I'm not talking to Justin the rest of the week. He's new daddy and he's got a lot of responsibility right now. So,
but, that is gonna be great. It's gonna be a great time.
Yeah.
4 years. It's gonna be a great, year. Great summer in the city.
Nice. How about your Flyers? Will they be in the playoffs?
They should be. I mean, we're on the brink of hiring John Tortorella. That's going to be exciting.
Didn't he ink a deal today?
Yes, he did. 4-year deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's exciting stuff right there.
Wow.
Listen, the games might not be exciting, but sure as hell the press conferences will be. It's going to be a good time.
You know who Tate?
It's a lot better than Doc Rivers.
You know who Tate Thompson is?
No.
From Buffalo, forward, hockey. I played golf with him the other day.
Nobody cares about Buffalo.
Come on. This cat, man.
You think the Flyers are bad?
Buffalo's worse.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. He didn't say that.
I don't think they made the playoffs in a decade.
I tell you what, he needs maybe to shift over to golf because that cat can hit the golf ball out of sight.
I have a question about Tortorella. Yeah. And Terenzi, maybe you can help out too, chime in here too. But again, I am not the expert in hockey, but
you're not the expert in anything.
Isn't he kind of brought in more like to try and get a team over the hump, sort of like AV supposedly was? Like, is he going to be good with a young rebuild?
He's had a lot of young players throughout the course of his time.
I'm sorry, was your name Terenzi?
He said for both of us.
For both of us, yeah.
Don't let Zach take this.
Please, go ahead.
I think Tortorella is more of a veteran coach, and he tries to get guys to make them a little tougher. I don't know if we have a tough team right now. They gave up so much last year. I just don't know. I think he's out of here before the World Cup's here.
Well, that's only a four-year deal. I mean, listen, you can say what you want about Tortorella. He's had long tenures in three of his four stops. He had 1 year in Vancouver, but he's had success. He won a cup in Tampa. He had success with the Rangers and with Columbus, and he toughens these players up. And I'm telling you, like, it might not be the greatest, you know, hockey team that they have next year. They're going to make a couple moves this offseason, but they're going to be exciting on the ice just totally because he's more of the accountability guy. And I hate using that example,
yeah.
but the players that have underachieved are not going to be, you know, they're either going to put up or they're going to shut up. And this is the last guy that, and the funny thing is Chuck Fletcher. You want to think that Chuck Fletcher made this hire? They didn't. He did not make this hire. They actually had a hiring firm take care of that.
Okay, so anyway, moving on from the Flyers.
That's his aim.
You asked the question.
The good news is we're done with Flyers for the rest of the summer.
The good news is the peanut butter box is here.
Until they sign Johnny Gaudreau.
That's the great news.
Johnny Hockey.
And listen, Rexy, shut the hell up.
The Flyers haven't been tough in 10 years plus.
We're going to get into leadership and accountability over here.
They were Stanley Cup favorites 2 years ago. What's wrong with you people?
Favorites.
Yes, 2020. Before the pandemic and then when they got in the bubble, they were supposed to
be. You mean when our greatest, newest goaltender of all time became pretty much useless?
When they won in six versus the 12th seed and then lost in the second round to the seventh seed.
Losing in the second round was what the Sixers do best.
Montreal, right? Yeah.
It's what they do best besides tanking
That was the high point of the Flyers for the last decade. Losing in the second round. Once.
There it is.
That was the high point.
You've made it to the finals one time since 1985.
So we're talking about the Flyers and the Sixers here.
It's a regular show.
It's just back and forth.
Off the rails.
From Flyers to Sixers, your Sixers suck, your Flyers suck, your Sixers suck, your Flyers suck.
It's a revolving door.
Back and forth.
It's like a Subway, Subway thing. Whatever you call it.
Revolving door.
I do like the shirt though.
Good nickname for Sam.
Can I hit him? Please. Can I get up and hit him?
He's muted. 5 minutes. He's had a 5-minute violation right now. So I actually do want to throw something in here. We talked about it a little bit on my show on Tuesday, around Q show. And I know it's not a big topic, but I think it's pretty funny. It's a big topic. We don't really talk about golf that often on the show. All right. And Sam is muted.
I was going to say, I mean,
I would actually like everybody's opinion. We'll take you off at the very end, close to your 5-minute, this new Live Golf or Live Golf. Is it Live or Live?
I think it's Live.
Live, right? Yeah. This new Live, league. All these guys, 17 players got suspended. Right? This is funny, right before the U.S. Open started today.
But some of them are playing in the U.S. Open.
Well,
right?
Every single one of them, they said, okay, you're suspended from regular events, but you can compete in majors.
Well, the majors, if they've,
Sorry, I got the majors. The PGA does not govern the majors. They're completely separate. So you could ban them from the PGA, which is the regular tour, you know, every other weekend. But the majors were never included anyway.
Which they don't care about.
Right.
The players don't care about the regular events.
Yeah, they care about
the
majors.
They're making buco butts on regular events for LIV.
So here we go. And let's kind of, you know, take our turns here. And remember, you know, how we are professionals here.
Trust you.
Okay. I thought it was hysterical, and somebody commented on this, Irv, especially as a professional athlete. You've got Rory McIlroy, who came back to defend his title at the RBC Heritage in Canada this last weekend, and he's basically become the spokesperson for the PGA, griping and bitching about Dustin Johnson taking $125 million signing bonus to sign with this tour. Phil Mickelson taking 200. Bryson DeChambeau taking 240 million.
Wow.
Christ. Pat Perez, who hasn't won a tournament since 2017, took 10 million. All right. And Rory starts giving these guys a bunch of grief. And he got guaranteed 3.5 to show up at the Heritage. Like, are you just pissed off that your Irish ass didn't get called on for this tour? You know, if there's a super, now understand the concept of the LIV tournament. 8 tournaments per year. That's it. But a purse of $225,000 and the lowest, place finisher takes home 120 grand. It's huge. Charles Schwartzel won this opening tournament outside of London this weekend. 4 million. Second place took 2.65. 3 people tied at third place took 1.56 home. Massive purses. And we get it. There's a lot of negative, media coverage.
I mean, there's a lot of negative media coverage because it's run by the PAF, the Saudi,
Saudi government.
Yeah.
What is it? Investment fund?
Yes.
Private investment fund or PIF? I forget what the P stands for.
Are they committing a crime?
No, what I wanted to ask you, all right.
So what's the problem?
I'm about to ask you. Remember how you tell me not to interrupt you?
Yes.
All right, good. So if you're a professional athlete, let's say somebody comes along and wants to create a super NFL league. Obviously, they can't use that term. And offered you money that you couldn't refuse. And you don't have to play as many games. You don't have to worry about traveling your family around the entire country all year long, following, trying to get – your $50,000 game check or $100,000 game check, would you do it?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
It's a no-brainer. And God, from what I've heard some talk about this, and what this is actually doing is giving guys like Mickelson, who's in his 40s now.
50s.
Is he in his 50s?
50s.
50s. So there's that lull. There's a lull for golfers from the time they're 40 until they're old enough to get into the senior tour. Where they can't keep up with the younger guys. And they're not really winning tournaments. They're missing the cuts. And there's that lull there until they get into the senior tour and then they start making money again. So this is giving them an opportunity to bridge themselves from the time they're playing and can keep up with the 20-year-olds and the 30-year-olds and even the early 40-year-olds, until they get into the senior tour. So it just adds more to the game of golf. It gives people more of an opportunity to follow the game. It brings a little more excitement, a little bit more diversity to the game of golf.
I understand that, and that is like one side, but it's absolutely ridiculous. They have no soul. They're spitting on the graves of the 9/11 deaths. Jamal Khashoggi. They're calling it sports washing. The Saudi government is paying this.
Right.
So it's just like, all those questions that Quimby just asked you.
Uh-huh.
What if Russia was doing that or China? Would you do it just because, hey, it's money and money, you know, money talks. They're still making good money. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. No amount of money, no amount of money is worth you being that much of just a morally bankrupt person. No one should attend it. Screw the gambling and who wins and everything. The whole thing is BS. I think it's ridiculous.
Really?
It's absolutely ridiculous. It's spitting on the graves of those people that died. Saudi Arabia was behind it. Saudi Arabia's killing journalists in our country.
Can I say something?
It's BS.
Can I say something? We could say the same thing about the NFL and the black players in the NFL with this country and slavery.
No, but this is going on right now.
Okay, it's going
on. Jamal Khashoggi was, what, 2 years ago?
Okay, it's going on right now, but we still have,
We're not perfect.
Yeah, there's still a bunch of racism and segregation and all that kind of stuff going on right now.
No, I hear you.
In this country.
But let him finish.
So as the black athlete, we could say the same thing. There are people who could argue the same thing. As black athletes, you shouldn't be playing in the NFL because it's the white man's dollar and they're the ones that own the teams and they're the ones that put us in slavery.
You guys are going to continue to argue this point when we come back from break here on Green Legion Radio. When I say 2 minutes.
I didn't see you say
2 minutes. You absolutely did. Did he? Yeah. Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. Diaz will be muted for the entire second half of the show. You guys, we will be back. Brought to you by friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, 484-202-3656. 484-202-3656.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance. California.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Also by our friends at Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra, and possibly Fat Tire.
Fat Tire.
Fat Tire.
New Belgium Fat Tire?
Maybe. Don't worry, we'll hang you off the balcony if that's not the case by the end of the show. John, I'm just teasing. So, all right, who's doing that? It's you, isn't it?
It was me.
It's Terenzi.
Sorry.
That's it. Get him, Irv. If I make you the enforcer, then you should keep your microphone off until you talk. That'll be easier. Then you don't have to sit there like, you know, you're ready to.
Easy, Quimby.
There it is.
Giggity.
Don't go there.
Will you two fools go ahead and finish your argument?
You can continue.
Well, just based on what you're saying, black people, African Americans in this country could make that same argument when it comes to the black athlete, particularly in the NFL. Well, since I'm a former NFL player, they can make that same argument, not necessarily players, but people, black people can make that same argument about the NFL.
And you're right by that, because everybody wants guaranteed money across all sports. People are jealous of what baseball players get, what basketball players get, and I guarantee you,
they play baseball.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like your example though, Quimby, about if there was a super NFL that came out and they were guaranteeing contracts, dollars, high dollar amount,
especially NFL players.
Yeah, because you don't know, and you got family, and you have responsibilities. You want to try to create.
Think about these golfers, okay? These guys have to win in order to make big money, right? I know they get a lot of endorsement deals and all that stuff, but
they're making $10 million a year.
How many flash in the pan? Yeah, but $10 million, $10 million is nice, but when you're getting a signing bonus for $240 million, I mean, you know, all you need is one career altering injury.
Yep.
That's it, and it's all over. You're not playing anymore. And you're not going to make that money that you were making. This is guaranteed money that you're making up front. Like I understand what you're saying.
And James. I do too. I understand what he's saying.
I get that. But it's like we said during break. You could say you wouldn't take it unless it was right there in front of you. It's hard to sit there and say, I wouldn't do something you could say it to forever. But once you see the numbers and the zeros and all that stuff that adds up right in front of you, it's hard to say no.
I get that, but still at some point, there's nothing's off limits. This is okay, this kind of behavior. What they are doing, the government, and it's not just with golf. Golf is this one thing.
WWE.
WWE. Yeah,
they get two pay-per-views.
And it's like, listen, if they want to do it, fine. I think personally, it's morally bankrupt. That's just what I think. Well, and if they want to go and they want to sign their money and they'll be counting their $240 million, yeah, good for you. But to me, I've lost respect for all those.
But there's morally bankrupt concepts to all the sports that you follow.
I understand that, but it's not like Russia is invading Ukraine. Everyone thinks Russia stinks about this. So Russia just throws out money. Everyone's like, hey, it's money. What are you going
to
do?
Rex, I'll get to you in a second. But, here's the thing with the NBA. You want to talk about morally corrupt. Look at what they do with China. Okay. Look at what they do over there with China.
I understand.
That's morally corrupt, yet you support it.
Well, I support Joel Embiid.
You support the Sixers and the NBA and the product that there is.
But Daryl Morey was fighting the man, rage against the machine.
Yeah, but what they do is wrong too. Every single league is out for themselves, the almighty dollar. How much money can you rake in? How much money can you make? And listen, these guys are their own,
I get it. You're not going to change my mind. I understand.
I get you. But what they do is they're trying to make money for themselves and for their family. And this is the best opportunity that they have to do so, Rex.
All I have for you, Diaz, is that if you can promise me you have never purchased a gallon of gas that originated from Saudi Arabia, I don't think you have much room to
speak up. That is so unrelated. I don't know where exactly
where do you think they get all their money from? It's from the fuel we buy from them.
From across the world, that's right.
You promise me you haven't purchased any fuel from them.
Listen, I think when guys are trying to whitewash or sports wash, when the country is like, listen, you guys are fine with it. That's great. I think it's disrespectful to, they're paying them off.
I don't care.
They are paying them off. It's not like, hey, they're offering them an op. They are paying them off. The money is so big and so ridiculous. They're just, whatever the number is, they could have pushed it even higher, I'm sure. They're like, how much do you want? More. How much is it going to cost? How much will it cost you so that I'll just pay you off? How much does it cost? And they all gave their number and they accepted and that's it. I think it's like, you know what they were doing. They're trying to buy you off. They're not.
Are you just doing this that we have to listen to you?
I'm
you know
serious.
What? We have bigger problems in this country than that. People getting murdered.
I'd like to know if you were offered, WIP offered you $1 million if you
said that. Excuse me. Help.
I'm sorry, the Fanatic.
Ooh.
You can't say that. You can't say that.
I know.
But we have
and John Durante just made the blacklist.
We have bigger problems than that in this country. And even right here in Philadelphia, we set a record every day. Someone else gets murdered. What are we
all
doing?
What are we doing
about that?
And we'll get to that on another show because we're veering off track here.
Right on
but you're kind of pulling us off track here, Diaz. Don't do that. All right.
I'm just telling you, you got to say whatever you want to say. I'm out on it.
He's out now.
You're not
so essentially we could have muted you this entire time.
Yeah.
God bless America.
I respect your opinion though. I respect your
I respect
opinion.
Yours. I respect absolutely nothing about him. Zero. Nada. Zilch.
The quaff?
The quaff. What's left of it.
I'm hanging on there, baby.
It's all right, Grecian formula. You'll be okay.
Wow. No color there. This is natural. All natural.
Don't worry, the peanut butter box is here.
Yep, it's coming back.
All right, so let's move on. Everybody wants us to hear us talk about football, and it's time to get back to that. Where are we, Sam? What week did we get through?
They're on week four.
Yes. So everybody, if you haven't paid attention to the show for the last 2 weeks, we have been discussing predictions for the Philadelphia Eagles season.
Pain, more for
the regular season. And when we started this, it was just Sack, Slash, and myself in studio. By the way, 102.5 FM, Fox Sports The Gambler. This is the Green Legion Radio Show. My name is Quimby, joined alongside hosts, Eagles legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer. Michael, shut the hell up, please, if you will. Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Super Sam Brady. Slash is busy working another show with our program director and rock of the station, Sean Brace. We have guest John Dorenzi from Penn Distributors. We have guest Merchant Mariner and responsible for you getting all of that overpriced shipping product, Mr. Rex Conroy.
Thanks for the inflation, Rex.
We've got Mark Matera, owner of Recess and the Winston in studio, the Winston Sports Bar. Old McFadden's 3rd Street, reopened. Yes, the big smile emoji on the side of the building. You can't miss it. Make sure you don't miss that, and make sure you miss the bike racks when they're in the middle of the street, everybody. In addition, we did promote today earlier that Lauren, our newest calendar model candidate, would be in studio. And then we heard she wasn't going to be here. And now we hear that she is here now.
Wow, okay.
We might have to let Lauren in. That type of a dedication to get on the show.
That's pretty strong.
That's good stuff.
So we're going to talk to her on the next segment. We're not going to make Rexy move right now because that's a big project. But
beep, beep, beep.
That's a good nickname for Rex. Big project.
Big project.
A big project.
BP. But let's get to it. So what we did was, it's in chunks, and in all fairness, we have a lot of time before we get to training camp. Phillies are playing well. They took the series, which was great to
Thank
see.
Thank God.
Great to see. Man, Rexy and I are over at Morgan's Pier, during the night, the bottom of the eighth when Reese pounded that ball out of the yard. I'm screaming. I run up. I'm high-fiving everybody across the bar. And of course, I get to this group of young girls and one girl. If you support sports, you are, and I'm like, bye. Her friends just started laughing like, oh my God, do we have to put up with her?
What's she doing in Philly then? I mean, it's a sport. This is the biggest sports town.
I get it. But anyway, we also met John Boric, had a fun conversation with John. John's going to be a guest on Green Legion Radio at some point in time very soon. So 100%. Yeah.
Can he replace Diaz?
Please.
He's probably already a member of Diaz Nation. What's up, John? I'm looking forward to having you on the show.
There's only two members of Diaz Nation.
Three. Four.
So anyway, when it was just the three of us, we only got through week eight, and I believe that was the Steelers game.
Yeah, there was the bye week.
It was the bye week. Yeah. So when we got back, everybody in studio with Irv, Diaz, and of course John DeRenzi, we tried to get through week eight. We got through week three.
We got time.
It's so all right. We talked about other stuff.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Peanut butter
so
box.
Let's – Couldn't stop it. So we have what, Sam? Five what?
Minutes.
Okay. Talk in the microphone.
You have 5 minutes
Thank
left.
Thank you. That's okay. Let's get it started. All right. So week four is going to be Jaguars-Eagles Doug Peterson rematch. Gonna go across the board here again. Rex, we're not gonna bring you in this one, but you can add whenever you want. You know what? You can add, just add. You can tell us what you want, but we're not gonna mark Rex down because he's not gonna make it through till we get through the entire predictions. So, love you, mean it. But, Irv.
Can I just read what I have?
Please.
If that's okay, I'll do this. If you guys don't mind, I'll be the first one every time and then we can just go from there.
Alright?
This is just a little history. So, October 2nd, 1 p.m., Jaguars at Eagles, Lincoln, Financial Field. First year Jaguars coach Doug Peterson returned to Philly 5 years after leading the Eagles to their only Super Bowl championship. This will be the seventh Eagles-Jaguar game and the third at the Link. All right? The series is tied 3-3, but the Eagles have won the last three, including the last meeting in Philadelphia, 34-17 on the opening day of 2014 behind Nick Foles, 322 passing yards and TD passes to Zach Ertz and Jeremy Maclin. Five other former Eagles head coaches coached against the Eagles in Philadelphia. Nick was at Scorch with the Browns in 72, 27-17 win. Mike McCormick with the Colts in 81, 38-13 loss. Marion Campbell with the Falcons in 88. 27-24 win. Dick Vermeil with the Rams in 98, 17-14 loss. And Andy Reid with the Chiefs in 2013 and 2021. 26-16 win and 42-30 win.
Those are good notes.
I say.
So what's your prediction?
My prediction.
Win or loss.
My prediction is that the Eagles will win this game. It's going to be a feat, I think, and a task, obviously, for Doug Peterson to do with Trevor Lawrence what he did with Carson Wentz.
We don't think he did anything with Carson Wentz.
Well, he was playing good at
Frank
some point.
Reich did, but apparently it wasn't enough for him to pick it back up in Indy.
Exactly.
I think that Jacksonville is a team that's getting better, but they were coming from absolute dregs. They're relying on too many young guys. This is an Eagles win. I think that the line is going to be too high. They're going to make this like a 9.5 or 10.5 line or something like that, but
well,
I wouldn't be surprised if the Jags.
It depends if they come out firing. You know, they did. The Jaguars made a lot of moves in free agency.
Yeah, they tried to bulk up their line.
About nine different free agent signings. So you say W.
I say W for the Birds. Yep,
Johnny. Yeah, I agree with you guys. They're going to be better. They're going to be better in a couple of years, but not this year. They take it. It's a win.
Rexy.
I think it's going to be a win.
Okay, good.
Insight.
They don't call him the best color analyst in the league for nothing.
All right, we've got about a minute and a half here, so.
What's coming on next?
Eagles, Cardinals, and we have to talk about that.
Yeah.
So that one we're gonna table. You know what, we're gonna take 11 minutes instead of 10 on the next one. We're gonna cut out right now. Take a break. You guys, Green Legion Radio, we're going through our predictions. Irv, Diaz, Dorenzi, and Rexy are getting caught up to week 8, and then we're all in. We'll leave Slash. He'll catch up with us next week. We'll eventually get to week 18 at some point in time. It could be right before training camp starts.
Super Bowl!
On our return from break, the beautiful Lauren.
Woo.
Friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra. Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Diaz, you're a moron. Facts. Did you just see that? Literally, he has no idea what he's doing sometimes.
That's every time.
Oh, really? That's your, I already have one. Knucklehead, sit down and get on your microphone. Jackass.
The show can now begin.
The peanut butter book is here.
That dog has a higher IQ than he does.
Yeah, he knows when the peanut butter box is there.
That's it. That's it.
Got my buddy.
Hey, everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports is Gambler. Hope you are joining us on your drive to or from the shore here on a Saturday afternoon. We have a special treat for you coming up here in just a couple minutes. But before that, while she's getting ready, we're going to go on to week 5. Which is Eagles Cardinals. And this is a big one because, I can tell you right now, and I gotta pull up the site. It's kind of difficult for me to talk about. It's not us. So we have a cordless microphone in studio here, everybody. When we have it, we pick up police scanners.
There was.
It's mm-hmm. pretty hysterical. You might hear some, we heard earlier a police report about somebody. There it is. Coming in.
Somebody forgot. to the Philly Police Department. We're not trying to do this. It just happened. We're not looking for any trouble.
But that's not good. They say I forgot.
So there is a tremendously terrible Green Legion record in Arizona for games. I will start Christmas weekend. It's Christmas Eve day. We had the best seats we ever had for a game. This was when it was at Sun Devil Stadium. They didn't have their stadium built in Glendale yet. And we were sitting literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, those rows, center end zone. Literally right down. They had no fan base. They had just moved there a couple years ago. I forget when they left, but they still had no fan base whatsoever. But of course, we lost 27-21. In 2009, when we went back, we lost in the NFC Championship game. If we had, I should have prepped for this. We should have a show about this game specifically and get Trent Cole to call in and talk about what took place. It's a disturbing story if you're an Eagles fan when you found out that the Cardinals moved the field out after warmups and wetted it, soaked it. And didn't tell the Eagles. The Cardinals came back with the proper cleats. Eagles were sliding all over the place.
That's home field advantage,
home
baby.
Home field advantage, yeah. Home field advantage.
And I believe they punched, 21 up on them before the Eagles scored, right?
I don't remember.
I think it went 21-0 in that. I gotta look at that box score.
Larry Fitz.
Drinking a lot that day.
And they almost came back. I mean, you know, if the final score was 32-25, so we lost there in 2012. When we were there, we lost 27-6. When we were there in 2014, we lost 24-20. When we were there in COVID, which was a fun weekend, by the way. Keenan, so Pam, fun. What's up? We only had 47 people that went out, and we couldn't go to the game, but people just wanted to get the hell out. They were tired of it.
47 of my new best friends?
Yes.
Yes, I remember. Yes. Kind of.
Sort of.
Sam's rocking a rock.
So we actually went to Salt, where we're going to have our tailgate this year in Westgate, the entertainment complex, sort of like Xfinity Live in that
you know, big group right next to the stadium. And we just sat there and drank while the game was going on right next door, but we couldn't go in because they only let like 12 or 1400 people in. We had a blast. We thought we had a shot at that game, but at the end of the day, we did lose 33-26. So I have said, repeatedly when we were talking about this, that it's a W for me. It's just about effing time.
Yeah,
we got to post a win here.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Yes, yes.
Irv. The Eagles haven't won in Arizona since 2001. I think the record out for out there.
21-7.
Yeah, 8-11. I think they're 8-11, versus Arizona in Arizona thus far. So, those West Coast trips traveling across the country, people don't think that it really makes a difference or it has an impact on those individuals who are participating in the game. But I beg to differ. I used to play professional football, played for 17 years. I probably know more about football than most people, forgot more about football than most people know. So this is my first loss of the season for the Eagles.
All right.
This is their first trip, you know, long trip of the season. It's across the country. It's in Arizona. They haven't had any luck there. They haven't played well there. And I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening.
Man, I look at the game and I have them going 4-0 coming into this game. And I can't imagine they're gonna go going 5-0. DeAndre Hopkins will still be suspended this game.
Right.
They've lost.
Kyler Murray is probably still going to be a pissed off player.
Yeah, but
he's even playing.
Yeah, but is he going to, right? Is he going to be as effective? I mean, he's going to get a job no matter where he goes.
Well, you lost your 1 and 2 receivers for this game. All right. Oh God.
Well, yeah.
Christian Kirk. Yeah. All right. He's gone. Hopkins is suspended.
Mm-hmm.
They did trade for Hollywood Brown. And they're going to get a full season out of Zach Ertz this year. So
Zach Ertz is 82 years old. Okay.
Yeah.
And
so what does that mean?
Well, dead. But I mean, Vontaze Burfict. That's all I have to say.
Ole.
Ole. Don't give me that ole.
Bull.
I'm going to go with a loss.
Come on, Dorn, get in front of the damn ball.
I think they're going to win, but I have to pick a loss somewhere. You know what? I'm in on the Birds this year. NFC Championship or bust, baby. Goodness, I'm just
finally.
No, I'm not. That's Quimby's thing. I'm saying 5-0. They win this game.
It's not going to be how well the Cardinals play. It's going to be because of how bad the Eagles play.
Wait.
Ooh. The Eagles, that game. Okay.
That's going to be a story of the game.
I'm going dub.
I believe the Eagles defense will be primed for that game. And they will shut down Kyler Murray. They will shut down whoever their running back is this year, Chase.
You mean the leader of represent the Lollipop Guild? The Lollipop Guild.
We have not talked about the Eagles defense.
Was he the Wizard?
Hardly at all. And that'll be the game where Hassan Reddick, James Bradbury, they come out and they shut them down. And they win that game 30-8, 30-10. And that is the game I have them losing the week before to Washington, right?
No, Jacksonville.
Winning, beating Jacksonville, they'll be 3-1, right? So I have them going 4-1, and they will win that road game against all odds. There'll be a line on that game, like 4.5. Everybody's going to bet the Eagles and they're going to win that game without. So
nice.
That's going to be a big defensive win for the team.
Quimby, right. I had you being an extra, not because you're small, because it was made in 1939.
I don't like you right now. I will stop payment on that check. I'm not going to lie. All right. Rexy. Where did Rexy go?
He's outside.
Yeah, there's a model in the
building. You told him to leave. You moved him.
Hey, Rexy, you creep. Get in here.
He's flexing out there.
Yeah.
What's your I'm sure you're doing something, you know, philanthropic.
Let's go, big project.
What
for those of you watching on YouTube, here's
Don't
bikini.
Move that chair. Don't move that chair. Sit where that chair is.
Sexy Rexy.
Arizona Eagles, what's your prediction?
I think the Cardinals are going to fall apart this year because of Kyler Murray.
I think you need to speak with a pair.
I think the Cardinals are going to fall apart this year.
Why does he not?
He
sounds fine to me.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah.
This is a Quimby thing.
Sure he does.
Kyler Murray.
Sure he does. So.
I think we're going to beat them.
All right, good. How are they doing outside?
I thought she was coming right in. That's why I left.
No, I thought you said you was all right, Spider.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Do you know that quote there?
No. Yeah.
Paul Blart.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic.
Is she coming in, or how much time do we have on this?
Now you're going to kick me right back out.
Probably. All right, good. Thanks, Sam. Way to be on top of this.
1 minute.
1 minute. All right, let's whip through one. All right.
Yeah, real quick.
Oh, we can't.
It's the boys.
It's the boys.
Yeah. You gotta save boys. That.
Well, I have something that can take a minute here. Oh, if God. It takes any more than 45 seconds, you're done.
He's still at the
You know, you were outside, right before the break here. Sack, again, we didn't even have the sack actress.
Just get to it, man. Jesus.
He said Sack, why don't you tell the crowd here what movie you saw this week?
I asked him. I was like, hey.
Why don't you just get to it, Sack?
Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2.
He doesn't have time for Goodfellas.
Mall Cop 2?
Yeah, the second one. Gosh. He likes the sequels. Daddy's Home Part 2 or whatever it
was. I haven't seen that one, actually.
Mall Cop.
Now you're doing it just to spite me.
It's on my bucket
list. That's what it is. It's just to spite. How does Murph feel about this?
Oh, he hates me for not seeing The Godfather.
Yes, and he's made it very clear.
Maybe right. We can get Murph to get you to Goodfellas at least. Everybody, sorry, have not been paying attention to the room at all. Get there in just a moment. Don't you think Sexy Rexy looks good in the bikini model seat?
Wow. All right. Yeah, said no one ever.
Mass exodus from the room.
Yeah.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Joining us to or from the shore, make sure you download that iHeartRadio app so you can listen to us anywhere, anytime. By simply subscribing to Fox Sports, The Gambler, Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, and Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra. Joined alongside Irving Fryer, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Super Sam, Mark Matera, John Dorenzi, Rexy, Connie's even here, and soon to be in the studio after the break, the beautiful Lauren from Gladwin, Pennsylvania. My name is Quimby. We'll be back.
WDAS Philadelphia is Fox Sports Radio, The Gambler, and iHeartRadio station. Presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, and of course, Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra. My name's Quimby, joined alongside my incredibly obnoxious cast of hosts, Dr. Reverend Irving Fryer, Eagles legendary wide receiver, which we need to start your campaign now.
Hello.
To get into the HOF.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah.
It starts now, and you need to talk to him and get this thing going.
Well, I got the first thing here. I was thinking about this.
Brian needs to develop a website, all right, that has people cast their votes for Irv to get into the Hall of Fame. The only way that we can change the perception of sports writers is if we change the perception of what his perception is to the public. If we get enough votes publicly,
right,
I believe wholeheartedly that we can change the mind of the sports writer.
Let's make some noise.
There's a lot of fans that are, we're old. I'm considering myself old on this one too.
Because
I remember my hair may be gray, but I have a hell of a lot more than you.
Okay. So I remember you playing. You played when I was, when you were here with the Birds.
Exactly.
And I remember you in Miami. Don't really remember New England days, but just for fun here and to get you to the Hall, I was trying to compare, make it something that people understand, like our youngins like Kyle, you know?
Why are you pointing to Sam?
Cause that's normally where Kyle sits. You know, Kyle, I miss you. You come back here. I don't know what Sam's doing here. She's messing everything up. But I was looking at your 2 years here with the Birds. You had three, but the two Pro Bowl years. So just, you know, we're all gassed up for having AJ Brown and Devontae Smith on the team as wide receivers. Those 2 years, your average. We're talking fantasy. We all understand fantasy sports.
Just get to it.
As a PPR.
You gotta set it up.
In the PPR league. This is in the 90s. No one passed the ball. And the Eagles
have
terrible quarterbacks.
We will get through week 10.
That might be about it.
That's okay.
Last year, Irving Fryer, with his numbers, he would have been the seventh wide receiver tied with Stephon Diggs. This is the kind of wide receiver he was. And this is in the 90s when no one's throwing the ball and the Eagles weren't any good.
And they were actually covering.
So we're talking a top five to top 10 wide receiver every single year. It was great watching you. And you belong in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I appreciate that, Diaz.
Yeah. All right, good. So Irving Fryer, Michael.
That took too damn long, Diaz.
Don't tell him to shut up. Please don't tell him to shut up.
On that one, no. John Dorenzi, responsible for every bit of Bud Light that you consume here in the Philadelphia and South Jersey area. Chris Sack, Super Sam. Slash is on sabbatical. We have the owner, Recess, and the Winston, Mr. Mark Matera, in studio with us. Connie's back in the green room getting bothered by Rexy right now, which...
God have mercy on her soul.
But let's talk about... Well, I can't say the elephant in the room because that would be a massive, massive overstatement. Let's talk about the mermaid in the room.
There you go. It's a little better.
All right, a little better. Everybody, I want to welcome Lauren to Green Legion Radio. Yeah.
Lauren, you are awesome. Came in. We were afraid we were going to miss you, and you still showed up. That's just, it's just. It's
yeah, that's good. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm so excited to be here.
Excellent, excellent.
Hey, Lauren is a Westchester Golden Ram, baby. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Is that you?
That is me.
Oh, no.
Like about 30 years ago. It is me.
I was about to say, about 15 years. Yeah. You can roll over the microphone when you say that. It just goes like this. Everybody, Lauren is our first candidate for this year's, well, for 2023's Philly's Finest Swimsuit Calendar. I don't know, man. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think she has it. There is nothing about this tall drink of water that's got anything going. Obviously, everybody, I'm lying. If you're watching us on YouTube right now, you see Lauren's 21 years old. You're from Gladwin, Pennsylvania.
Yes. I always say Lower Merion, though, when people don't know where Gladwin is.
All right. Well, you
Kobe.
Know.
Kobe, exactly.
There you go. We also are very good friends with many Lower Merion cops on this show, so if you ever get in trouble, let us know.
Oh, yeah, my dad's a firefighter, okay. So, you know, all right. Circle.
Well, Zach Belivas, captain of the Fort Washington Fire Company from Lower Merion.
The better Belivas.
The better Belivas.
Yeah, the better Belivas.
100%. Okay, so you go to Westchester.
Yep.
This is going to be interesting, Diaz, and you might have to... You know, get some approvals from.
Why are your eyes so wide, Diaz?
Yeah. I don't know how I got roped into this.
Oh, you're,
we'll see how it goes.
Why are your eyes bugging out of your head?
You're in deep doo-doo right now, bro, because, you're going to find out some stuff right now. This is not only a possible candidacy for our calendar, but it's also a possible candidacy for an internship.
Ah, that was, that.
Yeah, there you go. And there you go.
Stamp of approval.
Yay.
Hold on. Well, hold on. Okay. Unfortunately, you would wind up being her boss.
Oh, that's okay. I'm a good. Yeah. I'm gonna be a great boss. I'm
hold
great
on
to
a
work
second.
With.
As Lauren, he never shuts the F up.
That's not true.
Oh, it's fine. I can talk all day.
It's not.
Not with this guy.
Right on here. Right here. On there. And loud.
Like
there it is.
There we go.
There. That's what I want. That's what I want right there. So, currently a rising senior at Westchester University, studying media and culture, hoping to find a career in that field. Loves working out. Shocker. Dancing, going to concerts. Have you ever been to a Fiona Apple concert?
Would you like to go to a Fiona Apple concert?
I don't even know who that is.
Okay. Well, that's embarrassing right there. I mean, we could just end the interview right there. Glad you're with us, Lauren. No, Lauren. They're making fun of me. There was an unfortunate incident back in 2006 where I thought I was, you know, doing a solid, taking a girl that liked Fiona Apple. I didn't care for her. We went to the concert and there was an unfortunate incident that happened. It was hot. And, you know, I was going to the
He thought he was breaking wind and he broke something
yeah.
else.
So it was like a Mission Impossible thing where, you know, I was in the, like, dirty bathroom and I had to like, yeah, it was a scene. And I laughed about it and I told her I never saw her again.
The greatest.
Oh, no.
That's just nasty.
Well, it was just nasty.
You should have seen.
That's just nasty.
No, the athletic skill that was on there, there was just a sea of water on the ground. I was wearing flip flops.
This goes to show you what he thinks is athletic skill.
a sea of water?
No, it wasn't water.
And
it wasn't water. You're right.
And playing ping pong in college.
Yeah, there we go.
Athletes row. Yeah, be proud of that.
How do you determine a tie? Ping pong.
Yeah. Do you play ping pong, Lauren?
I play beer pong.
Oh, yeah. All right,
so let's see here. Diaz, shut up. actually looking to get into sports media for her career and looking for internship opportunities. Would love to learn more about if Green Legion has any internship opportunities in the future or any other Philly organization. First of all, there are no other Philly organizations.
I was wondering. I feel like you guys are going to be like, no, it's us.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
you're damn right.
Our 20th season.
I hate saying this last one. Yep. Don't. Wait. She's not a Cowboys fan. Don't worry. Everybody just lost their lunch. It was great. No, she is a Sackophile. She's a huge Flyers fan.
Yes.
Yes.
You are hired.
Thank God you have no decision making in this.
And Sack wakes up.
Let's be fair. I am a Flyers fan. I'm a Flyers fan. Shut up, Diaz. No, I am.
There it is.
Hey, listen. Whipped cream, ice cream, brownie.
Backpedal.
If there's any chocolate sauce, a little sprinkle of that.
And Lauren, if you can't tell, the show generally goes off the rails by about minute 15. And we're in an hour and 15 now. So, Lauren, in all fairness, how tall are you?
So I'm 5'9", probably closer to 5'10", but my favorite thing is to have when a guy's like, oh yeah, I'm 5'9", put him up to me.
Nice.
I don't really know if he's 5'9" or not.
Right. You want to go home with all 5'6" of this? Leonard, you actually think you're 5'6", one of my favorite Big Bang Theory quotes. But
yeah. At least that's post-century. I mean, that's good.
It's definitely not the Flintstones.
Mute him.
And Diaz is muted for the rest of this segment. 5'9". Lauren, yeah, I think we can all agree here and not it, what? What do you have to say? Is it important?
Yeah. You can finish and then just throw it over to me. This is good.
No, I will be finishing and there'll be no throwing it over to you after I am finished with this. All right. She's in, right?
No doubt. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
When's your birthday?
September 29th.
Miss September. Would you like to be Miss September?
I would love to be Miss September.
Woo! All right.
Done.
Her birthday is the day after my birthday.
Hold on a second.
Oh my goodness.
Are we actually writing this down so we don't give out more Miss Septembers? I think last year we had 3 Miss Julys.
Yeah, we did.
What's your birthday? July. You're Miss July. Wait, hold on. You're going to have to settle for either March or October.
I also want to make sure that everybody knows this has nothing to do with me. This is Connie Pfeiffer's doing. She is responsible for the entire calendar. Connie, excellent work. Yes. And if we, I know we made it public in our email, but we haven't had our little ceremony on social media yet, but Connie is now Vice President of the Green Legion.
No doubt.
Yes. Well deserved. All right. Everybody loves Connie.
Without question, well deserved. And, thank you for her. Thank you for being here. Thank you for jamming your ass in here after you were going to be late. Diaz. All right. I already know you were going there. All right. Thanks for getting here so quickly.
Of course.
How about that? Is that better, Diaz?
Today, Junior.
Thanks, Zach.
Anyway, Lauren, I would like you to do just one thing for me as you get up and enjoy getting the hell out of this hot room. Camera's right here. Just give everybody a spin. Let them see the goods. And everybody, if you wanted to do another spin, I don't think anybody would care. And there we go. All right.
As you can see, the working out.
Yeah. Excellent. Lauren, thank you so much. And I got to tell you, when she sent me the photo of you, I love, thank you that you guys are going back to this high hip.
Oh, Pam Anderson is like the vision, the high waist all the way. We're bringing it back to the 80s.
It never flattered
lady's hips when you were throwing it down. You know, look at
flow rise.
Yeah, it just
she was
just,
my visitor in the '90s when I was watching Baywatch.
And it actually also makes you look taller.
Exactly. It accentuates.
It makes your legs. Anyway, thank you, Lauren. We appreciate you coming in very much, and we are looking forward to having you as part of our calendar this year.
Hey, thank you guys so much. I can't wait.
Thank you, Lauren. This September 2023.
Yes, that's it. All right. Thank you, Hunter. Appreciate it. All right.
All right. Sadly, we got to put Rex back over here.
I know. Rexy, can you go home, please?
Actually, go find a boat to jump on.
Rexy, do you mind sitting on this for a second? Or do you want to? You can bring the chair in if you want.
I think it. For those of you that are viewing,
okay, yes. Yeah, for those of you viewing, Quimby, please change your name back over.
Hold on a second.
Because you're not doing it justice.
Yeah. Oh my God, she is, she's cover girl material.
I was going to say, why don't we just make the whole calendar, Lauren? Yeah. Just the whole thing.
You don't want to go that route in case your wife's watching this and she's going to be working for you. Just so you know.
She's not watching this.
She gets enough of him at home. Are you kidding me? This is her break.
You think she's watching this?
She says she's not watching this.
She doesn't want to listen to me talk.
God. Keenan Harmon, Libras rule. Yay.
That's like the Dark Knight. Who said I want to hear you talk?
Yeah. That's, there's only one problem with that.
What's that?
That bar is set pretty high already.
I know.
That's not a problem at all.
We have invited Mackenzie and Ryan to come back.
Nice.
And Hutch.
Yes.
Connie will be doing a counter. So we already have five. There's only seven spots left. And wow, hold on a second. Those five are redonkulous.
Yeah, this might be Dream Team. Dream Team 22.
Seriously. No. The pandemic's over. It's time to step up the game.
Here we go.
2023 is going
to
be big time.
Yeah, but we know Rachel's listening to this, so you better shut up.
She definitely is not listening to this. She's dealing with our 3-year-old right
Lou
now.
Lou Mancini, well, you know Rex will never look uglier. LOL, JK, bro.
Well, you know what? Your wives may not be watching or listening, but mine is.
She's out to dinner. What are you talking about?
She just texted me. She's watching.
Oh, she saw what popped up. What's going on over there?
Okay, so we now know that Irv and his wife will be in studio every Thursday for the rest of the summer.
I think that's why Irv was looking down that whole segment.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm like, what's he doing? Is he on his phone?
I was on my phone.
He couldn't see anyway. Him and I have the worst angle. I don't know why the hell you get that desk.
You put me here.
All right.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, we should put Dorenzi right there.
How much time do we have on this break or before we go to the next break?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay.
That's good. We can start.
All right, let's do it. No, let's get 5 minutes done with the Cowboys. All right. Let's get back to what we have been talking about. Eagles Cowboys, October 16th. This is a Sunday night game. It's a Sunday night game. All right. Here in Philadelphia, week six. Irv.
I'm going to read my stats again.
Right before the bye week.
Eagles have only won 6 of their 17 home games against the Cowboys going back to 2005. 8-11 overall against Dallas at the Link, although 2 of those games were meaningless. Dak Prescott, check this out, has the third highest, numbers don't lie. Dak Prescott has the third highest passer ranking ever by an opposing quarterback in Philadelphia behind Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers. I don't know where Kirk Cousins got that. But Dak Prescott has thrown for 145 times. He's thrown the ball 145 times at the Link against Philadelphia with no interceptions.
Irving, why do you hate the Eagles? Why do you hate the Eagles?
I'm just giving you stats. That's all. I don't want any of these stats. This will be the 30th Eagles Cowboys game in primetime and the 16th year in a row one Eagles versus Cowboys game has been on at night. Sometimes you want, this is what I believe happens sometimes with us, the Eagles, particularly when I play. I hate the Dallas Cowboys so much. And you want to beat them so bad that you're not free to play. Your mind does not allow your body to free.
That's interesting.
You're too pumped up.
You get too pumped up. You get too intense and you want to beat them so bad that you don't play.
So what is it? Is it, before I ask you my question here, what are you going with, a win or a loss?
I'm going with a win.
Because if you have them splitting between
they're going to win at home
these games,
and they're going to lose in Dallas.
But which one would you rather have, the primetime game at home or to be the Grinch that stole Christmas Eve? Do it there.
I'd rather win at home. I prefer to win at home.
I don't know, man. I want to set Christmas weekend.
That's fine, too, but I prefer to win at home.
This is one of my two losses.
I believe they split, but they're going to lose in Dallas.
You guys, real fast, this is important. Latest weather forecast.
Well, now we look at our 10-day forecast. It's looking a little bit like those Dallas Cowboys is peaking in the 90s.
That guy was from like Tennessee too.
No. I have tried to friend this cat. Do you know where he's from? He's from Wellington, where my sister's ranch in Colorado is. There's a population of about 700 people in Wellington.
Wow.
He went to CSU the same time as Justin in Fort Collins. I think I can get to this guy. I want him on the show.
Yeah, let's get him on the show. That'd
don't
be great.
Bang on the desk.
I can bang on the desk when it's allowed. Don't talk
if you're trying to make a point, you can go ahead.
Don't talk to Herb like that.
But just so you guys know, the forecast, again, for tomorrow.
Well, now we look at our 10-day forecast. It's looking a little bit like those Dallas Cowboys is peaking in the 90s.
Peaking in the 90s.
Classic.
There's so many riffs about this as well, where this guy is getting lambasted. Don't let the sports guy do the weather. What are you talking about? Please let the sports guy do the weather.
Well, he posted that. He said don't let the sports guy.
He said that.
Yeah. All right. It's great.
We've got about 30 seconds left before, so let's do this. You said
Win at home. Yes.
You said
against Dallas.
I like what Zach says.
All right. Well, hold on. Let's wait for your prediction until we come back.
Of course, you like what Zach says.
You know, we've got. Anyway, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Contact them at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Also, Bud Light Seltzer and Michelob Ultra and John Dorenzi. This show was brought to you by John Dorenzi. Actually, that's really not a far off statement.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Also, just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right. Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Dave Bavuso is your go-to agent for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 856-740-5012 for your surprisingly great rates. That's 856-740-5012. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Just simple story. I just switched all of my insurance needs over to Dave Bavuso, State Farm in Williamstown, New Jersey. Was the easiest switch, was an aggressively less expensive switch. And I'm not lying about that. I know everybody wants to, you can save up to $700 by switching to, but save me almost 70 bucks a month. Wait, that's more.
That's more. $840.
You save me 60 bucks a month on my car insurance and 10 bucks a month on my renter
insurance. That's 840 bucks a year.
The hell was I doing with Progressive? Anyway, there we are, everybody. And we are in our prediction. Pain. I'll pull up that clip. But we are in week 6. Second to last segment, we're in week 6.
You're going to get through 4 games. John, you coming in next week?
I have to.
You don't need to bring any more presents. We're good to go.
It's all right, though, because that way we have plenty to talk about over the next week.
Oh, it's true, yes. But you know what? You just can't get through this.
No.
You can't get through this fast. And
I'm sorry. I don't want to talk more. Diaz, you were about to give your prediction for the Cowboys game. You were talking about what sack like, which was?
Well, if they're going to split, that means they have to lose one of them, right? And the Christmas Eve on the road or home on Sunday night. The peanut butter box. I'm going to have to say win. They're 6-0. We're going to go nuts. Although I could totally see that with Irving's stats over here. This is the game where they're 5-0. We got Dallas. Everyone's going to be so jacked up and they lose the game. Yeah. I'm going to go win just because, I'm going crazy right now. So 6-0. 6-0 start for the Birds.
What the hell is going on here?
Is he smoking something?
I'll tell you. The end of the year though.
He's smoking something.
The end of the year, we may not need it. Right? We may not need it.
That's like,
hold on a second. 14. You're right.
You have to look at it at the NFCs where we are then. I'd rather win now and take our chances then than sit back and say we lose this one and then we have to win.
Don't you think if you're going to split, you win your home game.
That's right. That's right.
But here we go. And Diaz, so you're a win.
I mean, if they're 6-0, that game might not mean anything.
That's true. John, you're a W, right?
Yeah, I'm a W.
All right. Fact of the matter is the problem that the NFL created when they went to this seven team conference playoff structure is they have created more competition towards the end of the season. All right. You're fighting for the one seed, so your ass can sit at home the first week and not have to worry about anything. I don't know if I like that. Or I don't like it. I think it was kind of fun where, you could, if you're the one or two seed, you know, all right, look, one or two seeds are generally, give me a second, one or two seeds are generally, you know, they're not.
Get it out, buddy.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is you're going to have more teams competing harder at the end of the season when your bodies are destroyed. And I think it's a risk of injury, but when you say, John, it's not, you know, this game might not mean anything. We used to think that when there were two teams that had a bye week.
Yeah.
But we don't have that anymore. Everybody's fighting for that one seed. And if there is no glaring winner or glare, you know, keep it in mind, the Commanders can beat the Packers in week 18 on any given Sunday. And especially when that might be their Super Bowl. Do you know what I mean?
I think that was going on with 16 games. I don't think it started with 17 games in terms of, you know, there being meaningless games at the end of the season and teams trying.
Agreed.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is
just created more.
You're either out of it or you're fighting for it.
Right.
All right. That bye week.
Yeah. Because you got that
one team gets that luxury at this point. And I don't know if I like it or I dislike it. You know, I guess I'm ambivalent, but it raises concerns about health. If you're the Eagles, and I believe this is prevalent this year because I am an NFC championship game or bust for this team right now. We're going to talk about that in the last segment, but man, that one seed, all right, remember, that's how the Eagles got to the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. They only had to play two games at home, all right? If you don't think that matters, you don't have a damn clue about how this game operates. And it concerns me. But I think 6-0, I'm 5-1. At this point, and my loss is against the Vikings.
Why do you hate the Eagles?
I just think Kirk Cousins takes care of them. He always has. I know his record in primetime.
Minnesota
sucks.
Coming back here.
Just saying.
Well, they came back the year.
I'm just
after
saying.
Anyway,
yeah. Been here a couple times since then.
What was our record for the last 8 games of the season? Does anybody know last year?
6-2.
6-2. Okay. All right. There's no reason why we can't go 6-2 in the front of this season because our games are a lot easier. And the Cowboys do not scare me in the slightest at all. You franchise tag your tight end who nobody freaking knows. Way to go, JJ. You the man.
It's not
Thought
that
about
much
a lot about I think it's in the shower.
It's only like 10.5 million.
I think they lost a step at receiver with Amari Cooper.
Oh, they did. Oh, for sure.
I think Ezekiel Pass Elliott rush. Is, hey, thank you. All right. Yeah. Granted, Pollard is an Eagle killer and Gallup is an Eagle killer.
Our offensive line isn't what it used to be.
It is not. You got to remember it's
Randall Gregory.
When somebody big in the NFL says, oh my God, this offensive line is amazing. You've got 3 years. You just set the clock for 3 years. And that offensive line was good 5 years ago. All right. It's depleted.
Well, 5 years ago was when we won the Super Bowl.
All right, keep going, please. Next week is Pittsburgh. No, I'm sorry. It's not Pittsburgh. It's the bye week and then Pittsburgh. So we're in week 8. Irv, please.
Well,
this one's easy.
Yeah, we do well again. Well, I should say Pittsburgh does not do well.
Baby heads. Have they ever won here?
I don't think they've ever won.
The Jets and
the
Steelers.
Let me see my stats here. Eagles dominated Steelers. Yes. 48-29-3 overall, 26-8-2 in Philly. 2-0 at the link. That's the Philadelphia Eagles are. 2-0 against the Pittsburgh Steelers at the link. Eagles won 9 straight in Philly going back to 1966.
Damn right.
The home team is 15-2 when versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. The home team is 15-2 in the last 17 meetings going back to 1966. Steelers don't do well in Philadelphia. I'm going with the Eagles.
Mitch Trubisky at home. Steelers never win. Oh my God. The Eagles are 7-0.
It's a win. It's a win. They don't have it. Steelers just do not have it. They have decent defense.
They do have Mike Tomlin.
But who has yet
to have a losing season as a head coach.
He doesn't play though.
There's gotta be one.
TJ Watt.
He doesn't play. He's coaching.
Their defense is good. The offense, I don't see the offense scoring a lot of points this year.
And this will be his first year without Roethlisberger.
Before dropping a Roethlisberger?
Yeah.
I don't know if that joke's acceptable anymore, Quimby.
Dropping a Roethlisberger.
I do recall,
peanut butter boxes, yeah.
I believe Ben was a guest at our Memorial Day weekend barbecue. Oh yeah, he showed up with a few girls, but we needed to card them upon arrival.
He wasn't allowed into the bathroom. That's not funny.
Getting rowdy in the bathroom stall with like Ben Roethlisberger.
Or before you get muted, that's funny.
That's not funny.
All right, we got to do this now. We are caught up.
We are all caught up.
Wow, that doesn't matter. How much time do we have in this segment, Sam? 5 minutes. Like I said, we won't get through week 10.
Should we get an update on all of our records here until this point?
This is a good idea, Sam. Do you have that?
Yes, I do actually. Q is at 6-1. Sack is at 5-2. Kyle's at 4-3. Irv's at, that's a great question.
6-1.
Do math, sweetheart. Do math.
No, I have you at 5-2.
No. I have them winning, losing one of the games.
I had you losing two. Okay.
No. That's wrong.
Sam, can you put some, pickles and spicy mustard? I like spicy mustard.
Please.
Put on both sides of the
Quimby, I am begging you. Please let me punch you.
The jackass with the horrible quaff has horrible predictions as his team is 7-0. Which is not going to happen at all.
I have Diaz at 7-0.
Woo! That's right. NFC Championship or bust, baby.
And then Mr. Dorenzi.
Hey, real quick.
6-1.
We don't want to let him out of the, and we haven't asked Rexy. All right. So our guests, Mark and Rexy in the room today. Again, Mark Matera, owner Recess and the Winston Sports Bar, Old McFadden's, 3rd Street. Yes, the big smiley emoji on the wall.
Doll, you call it Friday nights.
It is.
Yes.
I got roofied while I DJed in 2004 at McFadden's 3rd
Street.
Was
it Bill Cosby?
Dude, I think it was Irish Mike, to be honest with you. Everybody been in the industry for any length of time knows who Irish Mike is. I think he thought my rum and coke was somebody else's, to be honest. But I'll hear about Irish Mike, I'm happy to talk to your attorney after this. So, I played Footloose 4 times in a row at 1 o'clock in the morning and slapped some girl in the face when she asked me why I was doing it and I got thrown out. So.
While you were DJing?
I got roofied.
You got thrown out?
I played Footloose 4 times in a row at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Some girl came up and it wasn't like a slap. It was like, gone.
While you were working.
While I was working.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's good.
I haven't done a lot of the I haven't made some of the best decisions in my world.
Really?
Yeah, we know.
is this that a public service
understatement
announcement?
Of the year right there?
I want to take a quick opportunity here while we're catching up. But Rexy and Mark, what do you got? Just total record. You've heard all the games so far. What do you think they are going in? 5-2, Mark? We're 7 games.
5-2.
What are your two losses?
I would say,
if you're ready, Mark, he's still thinking.
Yeah. I'll just say Washington and
Carson. Wow. All right. You're with Zach on the Washington loss. All right. You don't like that Carson Wentz matchup. All right.
I have it as, I think it's going to be the Vikings and Dallas.
I think you still need to learn how to speak into that microphone. Get up in there. Get some. You can't hear it.
Right?
We can all hear him perfectly fine.
He is so less volume on my headset, and I can hear all of you very well.
Okay.
This is one of those things that you're not wearing a bikini. That's the reason why he can't hear you as well.
Wow. Actually, will you do me a favor? There you are. There it is. That's what I want. All right, so your losses were what? The microphone to your face.
Vikings in Dallas.
Interesting. So you think we split Dallas and we win in Dallas?
Yes.
Interesting. All right. How much time do we have?
You're at 2.5 minutes.
Real fast, not to put a downer on the day, but I do want to take an opportunity to give my condolences and, set to rest my godmother who we put to rest today, Ginny Boone and Ginny. And like a jackass when I reminded myself when I said I haven't made some of the smartest decisions on the planet, I actually was very late to the ceremony today. But, Aunt Jenny, I love you, miss you, and, hope you're at peace. We have one more segment. Is that accurate?
Correct.
It is.
Why don't we compose ourselves? And by that, I mean get a shot.
Delicious.
Lord have mercy.
And then we come back in this last segment. I want to talk about when you're hosting a show like this and we're predominantly football and you're in that time frame where you're searching for something to talk about.
Content.
Yeah. I've been looking, you know, reading everybody's articles. We're a big fan of Brandon Lee Gowton, even though we defeated him, but you know, he's one of the most talented writers and one of the best. And I love reading, everything that he has to write. But he and a lot of the journalists in Philadelphia have said that if this season doesn't work, if this season doesn't happen the way we want it to, that we will be able to retool very quickly next year. And I think before we get into week 9, because we can always save that for next week, I really want to preface a platform and then give it to you guys for the rest of the show, because I disagree with every single one of them. I don't think we have the ability to retool very quickly next year because out when we come back from break here on Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, check them out at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com. Also brought to you by our friends at Bud Light Seltzer and Michelob Ultra, and brought to you by our friend John Dorenzi, who is in studio with us, and we'll be here again next week. So, everybody, we're going to take a short break. Right. Hey, everybody. Green Legion Radio. Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM. Philadelphia. Brought to you by friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, and also brought to you by Premier Window. Premier Window Cleaning is the leading window cleaning company in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas with over 30 years experience. They offer commercial and residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background check. at Premier Window Cleaning. Your satisfaction level needs to be 100%, as no job is complete until you're happy. With clients like Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania, you cannot go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, give them a call at 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198. Or head to their website, wehatedirtywindows.com. wehatedirtywindows.com. Reminder, July 23rd, we're invading Sea Isle. Baseball Bud Light Baseball Brunch and Bud Light Green Legion Radio is invading La Costa.
Ocean Drive.
Formerly La Costa. The Ludlum Bar and Grill. Everybody, our good friends, Chris and Amy. Known Amy for 25 years. Hate the fact that she looks pretty much the same as she did 25 years ago. And I'm a fat piece of crap. You said it.
But you got a good heart.
Oh, stop it.
I'm going to need off that week to prepare for this invasion.
Oh, yeah. But you won't. I got nothing. I'll finish that statement after we're off air.
Strange Slayer, Sam. See how Strange Slayer.
And by the way.
I hate you.
By the way, we just got a notification on StreamYard. We're having trouble streaming to Facebook. Yeah, no kidding, idiots.
That's Facebook. Facebook jacks things up every now and then.
All right, we're caught up to week 8. All right. We're gonna start week 9 next week. I want to ask this question. I want to ask it to everybody. Mark, you can even jump in on a mic if you need to. Just jump in with John. But, we're gonna start around the room. We have 8 or 9 minutes here, and we're not gonna go into any more records. We're gonna wait till next week. So here's my concern. I'm gonna spend less than 60 seconds on this. Everybody, every journalist in Philadelphia is claiming that if this season doesn't work, we have enough draft capital to retool next year. Okay? Let me tell you why that statement is completely wrong, in my opinion. I believe Rexy agrees with me because we talked about this while he was on with us on Right on Cue on Tuesday. If you have a bad season this year, it is going to be predominantly because of your quarterback. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
In the room.
Well, yes. It could be quarterback or injury.
Okay.
Injury.
Okay, you're right.
Injury aside, yes.
Right. Injury aside.
Okay.
All right, a quarterback. So, right now, okay, if you have to retool at quarterback because you're not happy with the performance of Jalen Hurts, you're going to give up both your first rounds. You're going to give up a third. You're going to give up a fifth. You're going to give up a seventh. You're going to have to give up a lot to move up. So, yes, you have the draft capital to get a premier quarterback or a premier blue chip player at that position. However, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Derek Barnett, 1-year deal. Fletcher Cox, 1-year deal. Javon Hargrave, last year of his contract. Kazeer White, 1-year deal. James Bradbury, 1-year deal. Miles Sanders will not be putting on Midnight Green next year. He hates playing in Philadelphia. All right? That's 6 players. Jason Kelce, retiring. I get it. We're all excited about Cam Jurgens, but he hasn't played a single down in the NFL yet. All right? We are talking about 7 premier players on this team. How, please tell me, if the 8th player, Jalen Hurts, doesn't show up and you have to spend all that draft capital to get a quarterback, how the hell are you going to retool that fast?
When you put it that way, I mean, given all of those facts, those are facts that you just announced or just spoke. That's the reality of the Eagles situation with their players and contracts. With that being said, that's going to be a tough spot for them to be in. And yes, I don't see them being able to regroup from that loss, from that kind of loss, that deep of a loss. So yes, it's right now. It's win or bust. They have to win right now. Now they have everything that they need to win. So it's got to be now. I have the confidence in Jalen that he's going to continue to improve and be the quarterback that we need him to be so they can get at least to the NFC championship.
I'm contrarian here, Quimby. I don't know what exactly you're reading. I think it all comes down to Jalen Hurts. They don't need to retool. They have the tools next year where if it doesn't work out this year, it's because of Jalen Hurts. They don't work out this year and injuries. You can't predict injuries.
Okay.
So if they don't do it this year, if they don't, and listen, your NFC championship bust, I'm not that optimistic.
So I don't know,
but if they don't look strong, and they don't make the playoff, if they don't make a long
thank
playoff.
Thank you.
Listen, they can win it, lose in the divisional round. That's not a bad season. I'm just saying, next year, what happens is, this is Jalen Hurts. The pressure's on him. He's got all the tools, like Irv said. If they don't do it this year.
You got five players on defense that don't have a contract after next year. Five pivotal players.
But they were just
Barnett, you don't want to consider a pivotal player, but he's a first round draft pick. We're going to get to you in a second.
He's not a pivotal player.
All right, but you got Fletcher Cox, you got Javon Hargrave, you got James Bradbury, and Kazir White, which is supposed to take care.
Listen, we heard you. 60 seconds in and 138 seconds when he did.
So how do you replace those players?
You replace them like they did this year.
Yeah, all right, the quarterback. You replace them with the $26 million you save.
That's right.
From Fletcher Cox and Derek Barnett. You sign Bradbury, you sign Kazir White, you still need a safety. That $26 million will get that done next year. I don't think they wanted Cox back this year. I know they didn't want Barnett back this year, but they couldn't find anybody that they thought was worth the dollars.
And Kelsey won't be there either.
And Kelsey won't be there. That scares me more than anything. But I do believe they can retool. And you mentioned the five players on defense. The offense, I have to agree with the man. Jalen Hurts.
Welcome to Diaz Nation.
Yeah, they do well. If Jalen Hurts does well, they do well. If they don't, you know.
No, you're looking at the fact that you have to replace every year. You have to replace that certain amount of players on a roster. What is it? 17, 18, 19 players every year you're going through. Yeah, it'll be unfortunate if you have to go out and trade for a quarterback, or you have to trade up for a quarterback, a rookie quarterback next year if Hurts isn't the guy. But down the line, if Hurts is the guy, if he's the guy that you want, you have to pay him top dollar, which means you're going to lose more players in a couple years when you actually have to pay him 30, 35, 40. If that's the type of player he winds up being, you have to pay him that contract. You're going to lose those players eventually anyway.
Yeah, but you're winning.
Correct. You're winning. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because you're winning. But what if they're not good next year and it's not Jalen Hurts' fault?
It would only be injuries. I mean,
anything could happen. It could be anything.
It would be injuries.
It's football. That's why they play the game. What if it's not his fault? And we're looking to blame him. We're looking to see if something's not going right. We're going to blame Jalen Hurts. It's already his fault. He's guilty, and he's got to go out and prove his innocence.
I thought we were pointing over here.
We got a minute.
I think
30 seconds.
I think this roster, if it's not injuries, they are 9-8 minimally. Minimally, 9-8 if they're healthy. If Hurts plays well, and I want him to play well, they could be a 12-win team, maybe 13.
Easy.
Right? Yep. If he advances, if he progresses this year.
We're 17-0.
They're going just over 500 after week 8.
So did you think he played poorly last year? Do you think he played poorly?
I think not a dialogue we need right now.
Okay.
All right. We gotta move on from that. I like John's, take on this. All right. Talk about the money you save. I want Cam Jurgens to be the guy. If he can be the guy and step up and step in, man, you have saved a lot more than $26 million.
Absolutely.
You got to hope that Jordan Davis becomes that guy that steps in for both Fletcher Cox and Javon Hargrave. You got to hope that Milton Williams steps up. All right. Or you resign. I don't think Javon Hargrave is above being signed for a lesser deal. And I would love to see his lower half still play. He's a big boy.
After you said lower half.
I
would love to see his lower half. that's what you.
The peanut butter book.
Hey.
Must be the end of the show.
All right, yeah, it's the end of the show. We gotta go. That's it. Time's up.
All right.
Everybody, we appreciate you joining us on the ride to or from the shore. Rexy, appreciate you being here, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for actually speaking in the microphone for the first time. Dr. Reverend Irving Fryer, it was a pleasure, sir. Willie Williams here? Willie William? That's the, hey-ho.
No, the video we're doing. Okay, the video. I got you.
Ego. Willie Williams. Ego. You gotta look it up.
Ego.
If you compare that to Irv's profile photo on YouTube, it's ridiculously close. Michael, shut up, Diaz. We appreciate you being here about 30%. Mark Matera, the Winston Recess, appreciate you being here. Always a pleasure, sir. John DeRenzi, thank you for the presents.
We're gonna have some more presents coming up for people that are signing up for trips. That's coming up soon.
Yeah.
We'll tease you there.
Say that again.
We're going to have a little prize coming up for people that are signing up for trips.
Excellent.
Yes.
Do you want to take over as host? Cause I'm ready to go. I'm ready to check out. Zach, anything?
Just got to see that lower half.
Wow.
Giggity. Once again, Sam, without sandwiches.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. What are you doing?
Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by friends at MCS and MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry and Bud Light Seltzer and Michelob Ultra. As always, appreciate all you guys in the room. Hope you're enjoying the traffic to and from the shore, and we will see you.